flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Captain Eric Mohabarak joins us now for the Paddler's Report. Eric, what's going on at Massey's? Anything new?
Good morning, Don. How are you this morning?
I'm good, man.
Yeah, cool. They got a demo day going on at the Deutsch's house at 1700 Moss Street today, and that's where you go out, and it's free. You can try any of the kayaks they have. If you have a specific one you'd like to try, you call a store, and they'll get it out there to you, and you can try it, and, that's free. And just go see John. He'll be running it on the bayou day. It's real simple.
And that's a good time to get out there because you might want to do some pre-fishing for that City Park Rodeo for the boats on the bayou is going to be held there.
Yeah, well, you'd have to rent a kayak for that from them or buy one and use your own. Yeah. But, this is just to try it out now, which is a good – today would be a good day to try out them Hobies with the wind and stuff. You'd really see the difference between the kayaks.
Yeah, good point.
But speaking of that, Don, they got the boats on the bayou and the Big Bass Rodeo coming up. Massey's is a big sponsor of that. They're throwing up a $500 gift card for first place. And, that's $35 to enter for the boats on the bayou and $20 for the land-based people. Well, there's not that I know of. There's a tournament that you can't join for that price and win a good hefty prize like that.
Speaking of tournaments, Trout Challenge going on today down in Leeville. What are fishermen going to be dealing with? Looks like they could be facing some pretty stiff winds down there.
Yeah, as usual, they put the tournaments on the worst days. That's the tournament director's fault. We always blame him. The Trout Challenge, I think that's five trout. I'm not sure the number. Brendan's going to fill you in on more of that next week. But it's all artificial, and you're allowed to fish off the Highway 1 corridor. The guys have been doing it long enough that they're pretty much safe. And I'm sure a few of the new ones will team up together and make sure everybody's all right and wear them PFDs because that's a requirement of the club to fish the tournaments is to have a life vest on.
Yeah. What else have you been hearing as far as places for people to get out and do a little bit of red fishing maybe?
You said it earlier, down the west side of the river, they still pumping them out down there. Downport, Suffolk, Burris, Empire, Myrtle Grove, they've been doing really good down there. Spoons, spinnerblades, stuff like that. Of course, you popping cork with a dead shrimp on it, and gulp always works really well, too. So that's some suggestions I would have with that. Something else that's going on, Don, they've been catching the catfish still out by Bonneville, in between Bonneville and West End. Got a good report from a kayaker of trolling the Highway 11 bridge and the train bridge with rattle traps. And, he didn't catch his limit, but he caught about 13 fish, which is that's a pretty good day. He was pulling a green chrome rattle trap in a He did really well. He stopped. He said he'd most probably caught his limit if he wouldn't have stopped. He stopped and jigged some pylons and ended up catching a few more freshwater catfish and some flounder out there. So the bridges are doing real hot. And something else that's got to be really, you got to remember, always try to get that, as you well know now, get that bait to the bottom, right by them posts. That's why you use a 3/8 ounce jig head. Sometimes you have to use heavier because of the current.
Yeah, that trolling is a very effective method, even for kayakers. And you just got to get the right speed to pull that bait just the right height off the bottom. And that can be a lot of fun when it hooks up. You can actually use multiple rods when you're doing that, too.
Yeah, well, in the kayak, I suggest using one rod because it's just too much going on, you know, because you got the wind, the current, and you fight the fish, and then you're blowing into the bridge or something like that. You know, of course, your Mirage Drive kayaks are better. Suited for the trolling aspect than the paddling, but you can do it in both with a paddle kayak or a Hobie or something like that.
Got it. Well, Eric, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and try before they buy and get out and learn how to fish and maneuver in a kayak, you can teach them the basics all the way up to the finer points. Tell them how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, well, Don, you know, you can get in touch with me on the Don Dubuque Outdoors Guy website, or you can just give me a call, 504-313-8292. Text me usually works better. Or you can just hit me through Messenger on Facebook, the Louisiana Kayak Company, or Instagram.
All right, now tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day. Don't get too crazy now.
Well, no, Don. For the first time in my life, I was going to march. They actually canceled the parade till October 7th, so I'm safe. I'm not going to die on Metairie Road tomorrow.
I think that's a wise choice with that forecast we're looking at. Thanks for the report, Eric, and we'll catch up with you next time, my friend. Be good.
All right, Don. You have a great day. All right, bye-bye.
Eric Mohabarak. You can check him out, Louisiana Kayak Company.